Pig outbreak. A comparison of two salmonella outbreaks associated with pig roasts. In 2013 and 2015, the Rhode Island Department of Health investigated two outbreaks of salmonella associated with whole roasted hogs. In 2013, our outbreak was associated with a balloon festival. Within the festival, there was an invitation-only barbecue with about 100 guests. 16 reported illness. The pig there was cooked by a professional pig roaster who reported that he cooked the pig to 190 degrees and then held it for about 4 hours at 150 degrees before serving it. In 2015, our outbreak took place at a backyard party with 70 guests, 20 reported being ill, and this was a whole roasted hog cooked on a spit in the backyard. The host of the party got busy, and so he turned over the cooking duties to his buddy, and his buddy temped the pig, found that it was 130 degrees, and decided the thermometer was broken and that it was time to serve the pig. In each outbreak, we conducted a case control study. And in both, symptoms in the incubation period were consistent with salmonella infection. And in each of the outbreaks, where we spoke to both ill and well attendees of the pig roasts, 100% of the ill individuals ate the pork, which made it impossible to calculate an odds ratio, but gave us a pretty good idea of where the infection was coming from. And no other food items were significant. We were able to do laboratory testing in both cases. In 2013, we had 10 human isolates positive for this salmonella serotype with two PFGE patterns. In 2015, we had two human isolates positive for this serotype and with one PFGE pattern. And in both cases, there was leftover pork, and the pork matched the human isolates by PFGE. So we thought, where did this pork come from? And these whole hogs in both outbreaks traced back to the same farm. The farmer used the same slaughterhouse. He raised the pigs and brought them to the slaughterhouse, took them back, and sold them to the pork roasters in those cases. And they were both traced back to the same farm and the same slaughterhouse. So we inspected the farm. It's a small family farm, about 15 pigs at a time, also chickens, goats, and a pony. And in both cases, both outbreaks, there were no major sanitation issues or violations. In 2013, the pigs were fed three different pig feeds, as well as pastry and vegetable waste. There was no feed available that was left over, so we sampled three feeds from feed stores, and they all tested negative for salmonella. In 2015, the pigs were only fed Purina, sow, and pig feed, as well as pastry and cereal from a food bank. And the feed was sampled, but it was not tested. So then we inspected the slaughterhouse. This is a custom slaughterhouse, which means that the animals that the slaughterhouse slaughters are not supposed to be resold. They're supposed to go back to the same person who brought them there. Whether or not they followed this, and so this processes goats, deer, cattle, sheep, whatever. And a custom slaughterhouse is not routinely inspected by USDA in the same way that other slaughterhouses are. In 2013, we did a state inspection. The notes from that say the sanitation was average, and two samples were collected, and both were negative for salmonella. In 2015, due to the national interest about pig roast outbreaks, partly based on what was going on in Washington State, USDA got involved and did an inspection. They noted no major sanitation issues, and we collected 10 samples, and three swabs were positive for Salmonella St. Paul. And those were two different saws and a floor drain. And this is not the same serotype as was present in our outbreak. So our conclusions are that the source of the pork contamination remains unknown, although clearly our outbreak was caused by whole roasted hogs. And sort of in the larger context, our PFGE pattern was not the same as the Washington State outbreak happening at the same time in the 2015 outbreak. But the antibiotic resistance pattern was the same as the Washington State outbreak related to whole hogs. So there's a hypothesis that the feed might be involved in these outbreaks, but I think more research is needed to find out what is causing this trend of whole hog outbreaks across the country. Thanks.